This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday the West is concerned Russia will invade Ukraine and warned of, quote, strong economic and other measures as punishment should Moscow start a military conflict. The two leaders held 2 hours of virtual talks on Ukraine and other disputes in a video call about U.S.-Russian relations, which have sunk to their lowest point since the end of the Cold War. The Kremlin said before Tuesday's meeting it did not expect any breakthroughs and has denied having any intention to attack Ukraine and has said its troop posture is defensive. Biden voiced the, quote, deep concerns of the United States and our European allies about Russia's escalation of forces surrounding Ukraine, the White House said, and, quote, made clear that the U.S. and our allies would respond with strong economic and other measures in the event of military escalation. Russian TV footage showed Biden and Putin greeting each other in a friendly manner at the start of the virtual summit. Both sides say they hope the two leaders can hold an in-person summit to discuss ties between the two nations, which have long-standing differences over Syria, U.S. economic sanctions, and alleged Russian cyber attacks on U.S. companies. U.S. officials said before the video conference that Biden would tell Putin that Russia and its banks could be hit with the toughest sanctions yet if it attacks Ukraine, sanctions which one source could target Russia's biggest banks and Moscow's ability to convert rubles into dollars and other currencies are designed to dissuade Putin from using tens of thousands of troops massed near the Ukrainian border to attack its southern neighbor. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. One of the suspected killers of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was arrested at an airport near Paris on Tuesday as he was about to board a flight to Riyadh, sources said, a move welcomed by his fiance and a rights group as a potential breakthrough. A police source named the man as a former royal guard of Saudi Arabia. A judicial source confirmed the arrest and said authorities were in the process of verifying his identity. But a Saudi official said it was a case of mistaken identity, adding that those convicted of the crime were currently serving their sentence in Saudi Arabia. Khashoggi, a critic of Prince Mohammed, was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2, 2018. Turkish officials believe his body was dismembered and removed. His remains have not been found. The man, who is mentioned on British and U.S. sanctions list as being involved in Khashoggi's murder, who was detained in France on Tuesday, was also on a French wanted list. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Tuesday preliminary evidence indicates the Omicron variant of the coronavirus likely has a higher degree of transmissibility but is less severe. Fauci told reporters at a White House briefing that although more data is needed, early cases of Omicron seem to require fewer hospitalizations and patients are less likely to need oxygen. He says more data is expected next week, but it will take a few weeks to reach any definitive conclusions. The White House COVID-19 response coordinator also said Tuesday the United States is continuously reevaluating travel restrictions it imposed on some southern African countries when Omicron was first detected, but they will remain in place, quote, for a reasonable period of time. Chile's Congress passed a law to legalize same-sex marriage on Tuesday in a milestone for the conservative South American nation after a decade-long legal battle and with the country delicately posed ahead of a crossroads election this month. Quote, today is a historic day. Our country has approved same-sex marriage. One more step forward in terms of justice, in terms of equality, recognizing that love is love, said Chile's Minister of Social Development after the vote. The country's Senate and lower house of parliament both voted heavily in favor of the bill on Tuesday, which had previously been partially approved in November. The country's current president, who will leave office in March, has backed the bill and is expected to sign it into law. Chile is now poised to join over 20 countries globally with legal same-sex marriage, including Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Uruguay in Latin America. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.